Praise the Lord. Now, the first one is a tribulation for the Jews. Praise the Lord. Remember that in Daniel chapter 9, let's go there now. Daniel chapter 9. Amen. 70 weeks period that was given to Daniel, a timetable, a divine timetable for Israel. A divine timetable. Verse 24, Daniel chapter 9. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. 70 weeks, 6 things will take place within 70 weeks. And those 70 weeks, there are 70 weeks of years. 1 week is 7 years according to the Bible. So 70 weeks will be 7 times, 70 times 7. The period that is given that he will achieve 6 things. We have taken that here before. Then verse 25. This is how you begin to count the period. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 3 score and 2 weeks. 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 3 score and 2 weeks, praise the Lord, that makes it 69 weeks. The first period is 7 weeks. 7 times 7, 49. Then he add again another 62 weeks to the 7 weeks, making total of 69 weeks. So within 69 weeks, and after 3 score and 2 weeks, plus the 7 weeks, making 69 weeks. So you can say after 69 weeks, shall Messiah, the Messiah will be cut off. That is why I say in the divine agenda, it's good to study the Bible so that you will know there are signposts in the Bible concerning God's agenda. God already told them, when you hear a commandment that will take place to go back and rebuild your city, Jerusalem, start counting from that time, 69 weeks, 69 times 7. What does it give us? 400 and what? 483. Am I correct? So they are supposed to have known the number of years, so that if within that period, or they began to see somebody just appeared on the scene and is with an unusual ministry, they will have gone back to the scripture and search, and they will have calculated and seen exactly the number of years according to this prophecy that something is supposed to happen. He said exactly when it is that 69 weeks, he said the Messiah will be cut off. And he was cut off when? In 1833. And we have tried in our little study to calculate. It was exactly that time frame, according to this prophecy. Okay. It says, verse 25 again. No devil understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince. It's a big letter, Prince. Because there are two princes there. Praise God. There is one prince, big letter P, and there is another prince, small letter P. It's to differentiate the two different princes. One, hallelujah, is the Antichrist. Hallelujah. And the other one is the Prince of Peace, Christ himself. It says, unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 3 score and 2 weeks, making total of 69 weeks. Within that period, the street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times, the history of the coming back after that 70 years captivity to rebuild Jerusalem confirmed this scripture. Verse 26 now, the timetable continues. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. He said, but not for himself, because he didn't commit anything. When he's cut off, and he was cut off on the cross on Calvary, and the people of the prince that shall come. This sentence means so much. He said, the people, the emphasis is the people that shall come. But who are those people? They are the people of the prince that shall come. Hallelujah. He said they shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And that scripture is exactly what in Matthew 24 the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples. When he said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, he's making reference to verse 26 of Daniel chapter 9. When you see that stand in the holy place, he said, if you are outside the city, don't come back. If you're on top of the roof, don't come down. He said, pray that it's not on a Sabbath day when the gate of Jerusalem closes and everybody is in the city. And pray that it is not during winter, because where will you run to and hide? It will be too cold. He said, woe to him, a woman that has a nursing mother that gives suck. And the history, because that aspect was fulfilled in AD 70. When that Roman general came, a camp around the city, the period that the Jews went through, if you read the history, you would think as if they are just talking. What they went through. That was when they scattered them all over Europe, all over everywhere. That was when the Palestinians went and took over the land. Because they were there from 1870, scattered them around, killed the one they could kill, the one that they took all over, scattered over the Europe. They are the ones that now, until 1948, before they came back. And it is that coming back that the parable of the fig tree, that Christ was telling them, when you see the fig tree stand, he was referring to Israel, when you will see them coming back to stand again as a nation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a sign of the end. When you see them come and stand as a nation, they are coming back to receive their Messiah. They are coming back to receive that Christ that they rejected. Because when they cut off the Messiah, they rejected the Messiah after the 69th week. Then remaining how many weeks for that prophecy to fulfill? 1 week, which is 7 years. Now between the 69th week and the 70th week, that gap, in the 69th week, they cut him off, they rejected Christ, he then turned to the Gentiles. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. And that period is the seven church ages. That is the period that they rejected him, he turned to the Gentiles to collect a bride for himself. But he did not reject them forever. Blindness in parts. It was God that blinded them, so that they will not recognize him. So that you and I can be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Until the fullness of the Gentile become in. And the fullness of the Gentile comes with the rapture. Amen. After the fourth seal is concluded, the rapture takes place. Then he will turn back to Israel to start the last 1 week. That last week that was suspended because 70 weeks period, 70 times 7 was given to them.
69 of the weeks, he has completed it. Remaining 1 week. It is that 1 week period now. In 7 years, that is the period that we shall be in rapture in heaven doing our wedding feasts. Praise the Lord. That is why we say, when we go in the rapture, and we'll be there for 7 years. So you are not understanding our language. When we say we will be in the rapture for 7 years, because that is the period that he will be coming down now to reveal himself. That is the Jewish revival. Now, that last 1 week period is divided into two periods. After the next verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Okay, I was emphasizing something I didn't conclude. Amen. When he said, the people of the prince that shall come. The people of the prince that shall come. They are the ones that will destroy the city and the sanctuary and bring about desolations in Jerusalem, in Israel. The people of the prince that shall come. And since in AD 70, it was the Roman soldiers that came and destroyed the city. It means, and there is a prince that is coming. That prince that is coming, from there we now know that the prince that shall come is coming from Rome. Is that a key for us? So where is the Antichrist coming from? It's coming from Rome. Praise God. And the prince, amen, shall come. See him coming now in verse 27. That was where he began to come. And he, hallelujah, who is that he? The prince that shall come in verse 26. He shall confirm the covenant with many for how long? That 1 week is the last 1 week of Israel restoration. He will enter into a covenant with many. Many, there's many nations. And which nations? Certainly, it is the nations of the Middle East. For now, and it has started. Look, time is too short. There's trouble now. The whole world, Jerusalem, is a focal point. He said he will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone. People, the whole world will burden themselves with that small, tiny city. And always take note that the Middle East is where God started his activity with mankind on earth. And that is where Antichrist also is interested in. So you see, all the Arab nations, all those nations are against one tiny nation. All the Arab nations, they are against that tiny nation. Every time United Nations, they come for their General Assembly, Israel and the Palestine matter must take a center stage. Some are recognizing Palestine. Some are not recognizing. And then two mighty nations are in the forefront. And they are all in the Bible. Oh, glory be to God. America and Russia. Watch the world news. Read it very well. Hallelujah. There is a Security Council members. If one of them does not support a vote, amen, United Nations cannot act on it. America and Russia, they are not able to take a decision concerning Israel. It is because America is behind Israel. The whole world, they want to come and battle and fight all these Syrians and all the rest who are threatening the peace of Israel under the influence of America. What is happening? Russia, is behind Syria and those Arab nations. America is behind Israel. Russia is behind the Arabs. While America was planning to move their troops, move their planes, and move everything and go there, Russia moved her planes to Syria. You touch it, there will be another world war. You have a pact with Israel. We too, Russians, we have a pact with these Arab nations. You are supplying arms to Israel. They, Russia, they are supplying arms to these Arab nations. Tension is existing before them. Any resolution they want to make against these Arab people, Russia will veto it. When they want to take against Israel, America will veto it. It's going on like that. And insecurity is intensified. And terrorism is increasing. Everywhere, they have not known that United Nations cannot find solution. Watch what we are saying in the chronology of events. The war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 39 will soon settle the matter. Praise the Lord. It says, the king of the north that will lead those Arab nations against Israel. And the king of the north is Russia. In that battle. But it's only logical. Where is America? When that will happen. Before they can succeed and go in that type of battle, something has happened to America that will humble her. Watch what we are saying. Then they will not know that all the effort of the United Nations to bring peace has failed. Then verse 27 is activated. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. The Antichrist, the prince that shall come. And he's coming from Rome. The most respected person for now. Watch world history. I mean, current affairs. Watch what is happening. Recently, I saw a picture that the Pope of Rome went to worship in mosque. You saw it. We are one. We are one. We are serving the same God. We are one. And that is the most respected person on earth. And please, that is the richest person on earth. He's superintending over the richest organization on earth. In everything. Gold, silver, diamond, and raw cash. Upon that one, he's controlling the largest number of people, religion-wise, that look up to him as a representative of Jesus. That has power to do and undo. When he speaks, God has spoken. He alone can speak and the whole world will hear him. So he's the most qualified. He comes and enters a covenant. It's a covenant of peace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I told you I would say something today. Can I continue? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read on. Daniel chapter 9. And in the midst, verse 27. And in the midst, in the middle of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that the time it shall be poured upon the desolate. That means, in the middle of that 1 week, 7 weeks, that means after 3.5 years, the covenant is supposed to last for 7 years. Now, he is not going to sign, he's not going to sign some treaty. He's just coming as a man of peace. He's not going to say this peace will last for 7 years. it is God that has determined that period. Because there is an agenda. Hallelujah. 69 weeks gone, remaining only 1 week for God to finish and clean up this earth and come back. So he has only 1 week to play around there. In the middle, after 3.5 years, he breaks the covenant. Praise the Lord. But within this period that he is breaking the covenant, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We see Revelation chapter 11. Ignited. Let's read it. Verse 1. And I will explain it. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall be treaded underfoot. The holy city shall be treaded underfoot for how many months? 42 months. 42 months, 30 days in a month gives you 3.5 years. And I'll give power unto, oh glory be to God, unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy how long? 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Let me read it. Let me continue the reading. These, those two witnesses, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth in Zechariah chapter 4. And if any man will hurt those two people, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed when they will be prophesying. These have power to shut the heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Who are these two witnesses? Say very loud. Moses and Elijah. The anointing. God will raise two men, Jews, that he will give them the same anointing that Moses had and Elijah had, to prophesy. Praise the Lord. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, that's Jerusalem, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified, that's Jerusalem. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies. How many days? 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. So that you know why it is in this end time that we have satellite television. Because God is going to use it to fulfill this prophecy. How else will he say the whole world will see them? CNN will be there. Al Jazeera will be there. And BBC will be there. And then we will be seeing live. Not we. We. I don't go that time. I don't go that time. That time we don't go. I don't go. I know they're here. I'll be looking from heaven. From heaven's open door, I go look waiting to happen on earth. Now those bright assembly members are going to look for. Where then they? Where no follow us come? Where then they? Now they are going to look for. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, because they suffered. They suffered in the time of the plagues of fire and then water, top blood everywhere during that period in the hand of those two prophets. So the whole world will rejoice over them and they will make merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. I will explain it. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them. and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Can't you see that the end time will be very interesting? Things that will be shaking the world, shaking the world. News will be interesting. Imagine men that you are rejoicing and they're sending gifts. Say, hey, these demons have been tormenting us. All this way, they don't die, go. And then they show them. They refuse to bury them so that the whole world will see. And then they'll see. And who is it that killed them? It's the same Antichrist that killed them. Because that is the period he says, enough is enough. What were they prophesying? They were prophesying that this man of peace that has moved from Rome to Jerusalem, because that is all his ambition. Amen. Hallelujah. He is not who you think he is. Oh, he's Antichrist, the devil. And he's bringing out all the prophecies of the prophets to identify him. We, the bride, God makes us to identify him. In Revelation chapter 13, he pointed how we shall know who he is. Those same prophets will pick the same scriptures and point to him. See this man. See who he is. Antichrist. He will be prophesying and prophesying for 3.5 years. Within that period, oh glory be to God. Revelation chapter 7, that's why I say we'll be juggling it. 144,000 Jews, 12,000 from every tribe that has not defiled themselves in any way, from every tribe, God will seal them. They are the ones that joined those two prophets to go around everywhere and preaching, causing a revival. The Antichrist will endure it until 3.5 years after he stands up. He grabs those two prophets and kills them. That is when the covenant of peace is broken. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? So we see that the first half of the year, the first 3.5 years of the 7 years is the period that the prophets are prophesying, the witnesses are prophesying. And in the middle of it, now, see the way he put it in Daniel chapter 12. Let's just go back there for emphasis. See the way he put it. I mean, Daniel chapter 9. He says, verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst, in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice that they were doing. Because take note something, church. Something will happen according to the Bible that, and I believe that it is after the Ezekiel 38-39 war that Israel will take advantage of that and knock off that mosque. The Dome of the Rock is there in Jerusalem. That is where Solomon's temple was built. When they were scattered, the Arabs came there and built their own temple there, and that same spot. And that is the temple that Christ is coming to sit to rule the whole world. Before Christ comes, it will be built. And the Bible tells us that that temple will be rebuilt again, even with Arab oil money. Because of what will happen during that Ezekiel 38-39 war, the whole world will know that Israel, there is a God behind it. And they will submit themselves to that God of Israel. That is why the Antichrist quickly takes advantage to come now and mediate. That spirit of Islam will have been dead. They will have known that there is a greater power than what they have been calling Allah, 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 Allah. They will
keep materials. Saudi Arabia, Arabians, they will send their materials for the building of that temple again. And it is that temple that is rebuilt, preparatory to the coming of the Lord, according to his divine timetable, that this Antichrist will come and sit in the temple, saying that he himself is God. The prophecy says so. Paul gave that revelation. Can we open it? First, is this 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? Hallelujah. Chapter 2. This is what he says. Verse 3, concerning the coming of the Lord. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He will be revealed to us. Who opposeth the man now, and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And Apostle Paul added, remember ye not that when I was here with you, I told you these things? The bride always knows who the Antichrist is. So you'll be sitting down there in the temple. Sacrifices will be offered. Already, the Catholic Church, they specialize in burning incense at the temple. In making everything you see that happened in the law, those candles they put there, everything, like the, you know, it's a replica. You see it in the Roman Catholic Church. And remember that Jews have not yet accepted Christ. Therefore, when they will build the temple, they will build it in the old order of the Old Testament. Sacrifices will still be offered there. But because their eyes are open, they are not recognizing that man that sits there to be worshipped, that he is the representative of Christ, is the one. Now you cannot see Christ, it's him, he is the one representing Christ. Since they will not see, he will not stand up and break that covenant of peace. And those sacrifices, he will cause everything there to cease. And all worship there in the temple, he will cause it to cease. Then what follows is what Daniel also saw in chapter 12. Praise God. Amen. Chapter 12. Verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Praise the Lord. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. It's giving him an order, of what will happen in the future. It says, verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. He said, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The knowledge there is not knowledge of God, it's scientific knowledge, prophecy. One sign of the end time is that knowledge will increase. You can see now the whole world. As at that time, Daniel will not understand what it meant. Scientific invention. Scientific, breakthrough, the whole world of science. I'm talking now, the same minute I'm talking, they are hearing me and seeing me all over the world. Science for you. Then I, Daniel, verse 5, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be, time frame now, for a time, times, and a half. A time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. And a half of a time is half a year. How long will it be? He's telling him 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Therefore, the period of the tribulation, how long will it last? It is the last 3.5 years. When the covenant is broken, the remaining 3.5 years for the 7 years of Israel's restoration to be completed, the last 3.5 years is the period of great trouble. It is the period of the great tribulation. Now, if you catch this revelation, you will observe that the tribulation that is coming upon the earth, take note, the church of Jesus Christ is already gone. So, it does not meet with us. It is after we have gone, and 3.5 years later, we are already 3.5 years gone before the tribulation will start to end the last part of that 1 week. Praise the Lord. 7 years. 3.5 years. Half of 7 years. Praise the Lord. And take note again, the target of the tribulation is not the whole world, it's Israel. That is why I say that is the first part of the tribulation. After the tribulation of those days, the first part is the tribulation of the Jews, because they refuse to accept him. The whole world has already accepted him. He has no problem with the rest of the world. It is only Israel, through the message of those two prophets and the 144,000, that refuse to accept him. They will not accept him. Israel will not accept him. And because they will not accept him, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. They have their trouble. It is called the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7. That is the period of the great tribulation. That is the period they will hear when. Praise the Lord. That is the period Revelation chapter 12 is also ignited. Let's go there. Revelation chapter 12. That woman there. Verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with a sun. Please, we are coming back to Daniel, so put your hand in Daniel. I just want you to see how long the tribulation period takes place. Just prove it further. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That is why we know that woman is certainly Israel. All the description is for Israel. And she, being with child, cried, traveling in pain, and prayed to be delivered. The child there is the prophecy. She's praying with expectation of the prophecy of the coming of their Messiah. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. That tells you that the beast that is ruling in the Roman Empire is the Antichrist spirit. It's that same beast. And who is that? It is Satan himself that has designed that nation of Rome, that empire of Rome. And his tail, this is his history now, the history of that dragon. And his tail drew the top part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Did he not have a war in heaven when he tried to equate himself with God? That is his history. And the dragon stood before the woman. He's on earth here. Stood before Israel, which was ready to be delivered, because the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah was at hand. For to devour her child as soon as it was born. The Did he not want to happen when he was born using Herod until they kill every child? They were looking for that child that was born. It was the same demon that was looking for that child to kill the Messiah. And she, the nation of Israel, verse 5, brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. He ascended up. Has he not ascended? Then verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there. How long? What is the period she will run? 1,260 days. 1,260 days divided by 30 days in a month, exactly 3.5 years. She had to flee somewhere because of the tribulation that was coming to the wilderness. And Pastor Thomas, listen to what I want to say. AD 70. Hallelujah. Because I have had teachers, Raymond Jackson and the rest, and we were re-echoing it here before, because now they be our great teachers. When they talk, waiting they talk. That there is a place, until they are even mentioning certain places, certain town, certain area, one place. Nothing like that, though. Nothing like that, though. Watch that scripture. It says, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God. Language of revelation. The same reason why he didn't say 3.5 years, he said 1,260 days. 42 months. Times. And the dividing of time. Why is he not just saying 3.5 years? That's the reason. Why is he saying wilderness? When that man is in control of the whole earth, where will you go and hide? That will not see you. No place. So link that place with Matthew 25. I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed me. When will that be? When he will be coming after the 3.5 years period, tribulation period, to start the millennium. There are people that God will give them the privilege of entering into the new kingdom, 1,000 year period. What qualified them? In as much as you did it to the least of these my brethren, during the tribulation period, Jews will be running, there will be people that are not Jews, that we hide them, that we take care of them, that we hide them from the persecution that is coming. That is where he will keep them for 3.5 years period. For doing that, he gives them a reward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. During the judgment of nations, that was quickened to me. Contrary to what we have been repeating and echoing and singing all these years. Amen. Nothing like that, though. Something will happen on this earth, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Now watch something. So the tribulation period is how long? Let me hear you if you understand. How long will the tribulation period last? 3.5 years. The last part of the week. Now, there is a teaching that is going on in the end time message, that because Christ, his ministry was for 3.5 years. Christ's ministry was 3.5 years. Then they teach that Christ already fulfilled the first half of the remaining 7 years. You can't bring it to the scripture. It's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. We know better than that. Praise the Lord. We know better than that. Hallelujah. Because there's a divine agenda. Calculate the number of years. It's exactly 69 weeks when Christ was cut off. And yet he remained 1 week. Remaining 1 week. And that 1 week is the week that the prince, the Antichrist, comes and makes that covenant. And that Antichrist is coming from Rome. And please, you can hear my language. I am not, trying to look down on any church. I am interpreting Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm interpreting Bible. I'm a teacher of the Bible. Go back to Daniel chapter 12 now. Aha. Oh, glory be to God. Remember that is the period that this 1.5 year period is also the period of Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist. That is the period that he gives the people of the world the mark. Your right hand on your forehead. And if you don't have that mark, you will not be allowed to buy or to sell. Unless you have that mark. And so, that is the period also that those who did not go in the rapture, foolish virgins, will now realize, oh no, those voices are here. Gone, gone, they have gone, they have gone. March is
to join the glorious Lord.
In fact, fully virgin will not even cry this type of cry. Now the real sinners, because those ones, they are virgins. They are foolish because they did not have enough oil in their lamp. They lack enough revelation, but they are virgins. And because they are virgins, they will not contaminate. They cannot worship a man. They will not worship a man. So when the whole world will be worshiping a man sitting in the temple there, that is the God, there's a group of people that will say, no, the Bible forbids idolatry. And they will say, you either worship him or you will not be part of the economy. Say, we have your BVN now. Say, we have your biometrics now. Where will you go? Where will you go? Which bank will you receive money? Very soon, nobody will use cash again. We are going cashless so that you will use only the computer chip. When you are blocked, you are blocked. You cannot receive, you cannot give. And then also, you cannot preach. Hallelujah. You will not be given the license to preach. You cannot worship your God freely. Unless you have the mark. You see why it's important to have revelation. Why it's important to have the Holy Ghost. That will lead you to all truth. And that is the period they will refuse to follow and they will be killed. So they seal their testimony with their own blood. When it was offered freely for us to go, you refuse. You are busy serving your denomination. I'm speaking to them, hearing me now. Not sitting down here, you have heard the shout and you have come out. And you are trimming your lamps of revelation. You have corrected your water baptism. You have made sure the Holy Ghost is in you. Make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. For this whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. He said, for I've made my consecration and I have my wedding garment. Revelation chapter 19. The bride has made herself ready. And to her she's given that she should be arrayed in one fine linen, clean and white, and that is the righteousness of the saints. It is the wedding garment. Ask your neighbor, do you have your wedding garment? Ask. Hallelujah. Is it clean? Is it white? Is it spotless? Any spot in your garment of salvation? Hallelujah. Right now, using ministers like me and others all around, he is washing us with the washing of the water by the word. Allow the word to clean you up. What we are saying now looks like we are jokers. But one of these days, what we are saying will become reality.
Hallelujah. This heaven, I must go. I don't know how many people will say this. This heaven, I must go. I must go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.